The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the Daily Kisser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kisser365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Mendy Stern.
Simon Yud Aleph, Hilchos Mezuzah. We continue with the laws of the Mezuzah. Sif Yud Gimel. There are those that say, even if there are no doors on the doorway, on the opening, there is still an obligation to fix a mezuzah on that doorway. And there are those who say, that we need specifically that there should be a door on the doorway. And therefore, if a person is planning on putting up a door, he should not fix the mezuzah on that doorway until he first hangs the door. He should first put up the door and only then put up the mezuzah. He should not first put the mezuzah up and afterwards put on the door. Also, because we require that it should be tasa, as we discussed earlier in Hilchos Tzitzis. There's a concept called tasa v'leimin ha'asa, that one has to do the mitzvah properly. When he's making the mitzvah, it has to be done in a valid manner, not that he should create the mitzvah and then do something else afterwards, which makes the mitzvah okay, which makes the mitzvah valid. So to hear, according to the opinion that a doorway needs a door in order to be obligated in a mezuzah, if one put up the mezuzah first and only afterwards put on the door, at the moment of the fixing of the mezuzah, it was invalid, and then when you put the door on, it would be that the mezuzah was already made and then became valid, and that's not proper. If, however, one is not planning on putting up a door at all, so you should put a mezuzah up, and you should not say a blessing, as we discussed before, that any situation of doubt, one should put a mezuzah up. However, one should not say a blessing, or one should say a blessing on a different door that is certainly obligated in a mezuzah. Put the mezuzah on that door, and only afterwards put the mezuzah up on this doorway, which does not have a door. Sif Yudalad. A house or a room which is not made for living on a permanent, on a regular basis, potter, it's exempt from mezuzah. Mafiko, therefore, sukkah sachag v'chag, the sukkah that one makes for the holiday of sukkahs, on sukkahs, even though one lives there for 7 days, potter, it's exempt from a mezuzah because it's not a permanent living place. He's only there for 7 days, but afterwards, after the holiday, he is leaving that area and he's not using that sukkah. So to those stores, they make on the market day, they may meshach hayirid for the days of the length of the fair, or some type of week-long fair, for example, and they put up a stall or a booth to sell their wares during that time period. And afterwards, they take it apart. They take apart the stall or the booth. Or the booth remains standing, but there's no use at all. No one sells the things there during the rest of the year when it's not the time of the market. Peturin, those stalls, that booth is exempt from the obligation of putting on a mezuzah. But stores that are fixed to sell things, there is a kfias, they sell things on a regular basis, chayav and mezuzah, they are obligated in mezuzah even though one does not physically live there and sleep there, but that's considered, quote-unquote, a dira, a place of living, something that you use, and there is an obligation to put up a mezuzah. Sif Tesvav. Achsadra, sheyesh lo sholesh mechitzos, v'tikra al-gaben. Achsadra is an open room that has three walls, and is a roof on top, uprutza berviyas, and is completely open on the fourth wall. Afal pi sheyesh lo sham shtei petzimin, even though this achsadra has there two petzimin, two posts, such as doorposts, k'moy tzuras ha-pesach, and it looks a little bit like the form of a doorway, because on the fourth side, on either end, there is a post and there's a roof, so it would seem to be two doorposts with a piece on top, which forms a doorway. Still, petura mi mezuzah, it is exempt from putting a mezuzah on it. Because these posts were not made for the sake of mezuzah, they're not made for the sake of being doorposts, They're just to hold up the roof, because we don't treat this as being a door. If the whole side is open, it's not a door. There's no fourth side. A door means that there's a wall, and there's an entrance through the wall. Therefore, here, there is no doorway at all. There's no obligation to put up a mezuzah. Aval, however, in Yeshla Mechitza Gabi Ruach Revias, if there is a door, there is a wall, even on the fourth side, Aval Pisha Mechitza is Nemucha, even though the walls are low, Veda Magir Saratikra, they don't reach all the way up to the roof. The Aval Pisha Hena Suyas Chamanes Chamanes, even though that wall itself has holes in it, it's made with windows. So even that low wall has holes, it's not one contiguous wall, the entire width or length of the achsadra. Still, chayev is because there is a fourth wall, and there's a door through that fourth wall, and then you would have to put it on the doorway, on the doorposts of the doorway entering the achsadra. Sif test zayin. Beis shah, which means a house by a gate, which we would call a guardhouse. For who by his katan, it's a small house, she'etzel shah echotzer, next to the gate of a courtyard, Shashemer Yeshiv Sham, that the guard, the watchman of the courtyard, sits there, Umir Peses, or something like a porch, Shehiderech Lalais Bam Amliya, which is the way in which you go up to the attic, to the second story, if you have, let's say, a two family house. Sometimes there will be a porch which leads from the second story, the house in the second story, and has steps to get into the street. Vagina, or a garden, vahadir, or a stable, peturim mezuzah, they are exempt from the mitzvah of mezuzah. Kimich in asri and ladir, you don't live in any of these areas, and therefore there's no obligation of mezuzah. V'imyesh bayis hachayiv mezuzah, but if there is a house which has an obligation of mezuzah, it's a house you live in, which is pasuach echad me'eva, which is open onto one of these, or to an achsadra that we discussed in the previous sif. Chayavim after Pesach shenichnasim lahem yirshus harabim. Then there's an obligation to put up a mezuzah even on the door to which you enter these areas from the public thoroughfare. I mean, even though this area itself is not a place you live, but since it is the entrance to a place you live, so all the doors that get you eventually to living quarters are obligated in a mezuzah, even though in and of themselves, this room may not require a mezuzah. V'lachin, and therefore, shari chatzeres, the gates of the courtyard, v'shari mevayis, the gates of a street, v'shari medina, the gates of a larger area, called a city or a province, v'yareis, the gates of a city, kulam chayav in a mezuzah, they're all obligated in a mezuzah. Kevin shebatim achayav de mezuzah psuchim letaychem, because there are houses that are obligated in mezuzah, which are open onto this courtyard, this street, this city. So the door which enters the city, through which you will then go to a house, is also considered a doorway to a living quarters, and you have to put up a mezuzah on it. Afilo asar batim zeh pasuch lezeh, you have 10 rooms, one open to the other. Zeh pasuch lezeh, and this one open onto the next one. Even if the 9 outer rooms are made in a way where they are not obligated in a mezuzah, if the innermost room is obligated in a mezuzah, it's a room that one lives in, and there's an obligation to put a mezuzah there, all the 10 rooms, all the 9 rooms in the front are also obligated in a mezuzah, because the doorways all ultimately lead to a place of dira, which is obligated in a mezuzah. And therefore, Shara HaPasuach min Hagina Mechatzer, a gate which opens up from the garden to the courtyard, and the courtyard is open to houses which people live in, Chayiv Mezuzah, that is also obligated in Mezuzah. The Yesh Ayim, there are those that say, the Beis Shara Omer Peses Chayavim Afimu Ein Bayis Pasuach Lehem. There are those who say that a guardhouse, or the Mepeses, the porch, which opens up onto which is the way you get to houses on the second floor, are obligated in mezuzah, even if the house is not directly open to them. And therefore, v'yishan kava b'loi bracha, and therefore one should fix a mezuzah to these areas without a blessing. Again, as you said earlier, any time there is a doubt, one should put up a mezuzah, but you should not say a blessing. And because of the principle that a suffix bracha is l'hakel, a doubt when it comes to a blessing, we're lenient in, and we prefer not to run the risk of saying a blessing in vain. Sif Yud Zayin. Beis HaMerchatz, a bathhouse, or Borsiki, or a tannery, where they tan hides, or Beis HaTzvila, a place, where, a house where people go to the mikveh. Pturim, if they are exempt from putting up a mezuzah, Mipnei She'enon L'diras Kavod, they're not made for honorable living, so while you live there, it's certainly the normal use a person has a normal usage of this place. It's not really so much different than a bedroom, however, or a store. However, because it's not an area of honor, it's an area which is not so honorable, so therefore you're not obligated for a mezuzah. Like a bathroom, it does not require a mezuzah. You're not supposed to put up a mezuzah because it's not a dira of kavod. Aval refes bakar, but a stable of cattle. The cheder shemegavim by ifis, or a room that you raise birds like a chicken coop, or beis hateven, or a house that you store straw. The haitzim, you store wood. The haitzim shal yain or shal shar mashkim, or a storage house of wine or other liquids. In yeshlehem shir bayis, if they have the proper size, the minimum requirements, size requirements of a house, as we mentioned earlier. That's enough to put a square of Dalad Amos al Dalad Amos, 4 cubits by 4 cubits, or possibly even has an area of 4 cubits by 4 cubits. Chayav, and they are obligated in a mezuzah. However, V'yej Paitim, are those who say you are exempt, if one has such an area, a storage room or something, one should consult with his Rav whether he should say a blessing upon putting up the mezuzah. The predominant opinion is that one is obligated to put up mezuzah even with a blessing. However, there are many who take into account the opinion that says one is potter and therefore would fix a mezuzah without saying a blessing. Sif Yilches, b'makash etinaikas mitzuyin, a place that there are children that are common and they sometimes dirty the area. Aishal apamim reichatzim shamer, sometimes you wash in there, bathe in there. Aishal ashtinim shamer, sometimes urinate there. So even though that is not a tashmish of kavod, not an honorable tashmish, honorable use, still you're supposed to put a mezuzah on that room, but yichasis a mezuzah, you should cover the mezuzah, so it shouldn't be visible for this degrading activity. V'dafka b'hizdamnas derech harayv, it's only if it's happenstance, every once in a while you do these things. Then, simchan al kisu, we rely upon covering the mezuzah, and you should have a mezuzah on the room just covered. Avon l'kbayah shom tashmish b'zayin batuf, have a permanence of a degrading usage in that room. You put a chamber pot in there, or a utensil, a vessel where you spill sewage water. You should not rely upon covering the mezuzah, and it becomes like a bathroom, and one should not put a mezuzah on that room. Sifya test. Bayis, a house, v'chein chatzar, or a courtyard, shegam akum darsham, that a guy also lives there, he also owns a residence there, potter, it is exempt from a mezuzah. So for example, if one has an apartment building, and all the apartments are owned by, or rented by, Jewish people, there is an obligation to put a mezuzah on the front door, because it's a door that leads to the apartments. Similar to a chatzah that we had, that the door then leading to the chatzah is obligated in a mezuzah, since it leads to houses which have an obligation of a mezuzah. However, if even one of the houses, one of the apartments, is rented by a non-Jew, then there's no obligation to put up a mezuzah on the front door of the building, because, as the Kitzur explains to us, that if a chatzah has a guy who's a member, then the front door of that chatzah does not have an obligation to have a mezuzah. Sifchof, martef, which is a cellar, shem mezuzah is in ha-pesach, sheichim ba'aretz. The door posts, as well as the whole door, are lying flat on the ground. There is a hole in the ground, which has a door on top of it, so the doorway is parallel to the ground instead of being perpendicular to the ground. It's in the ground. Potter, you're exempt from putting a mezuzah there. Dinloy nikra mezuzah ela b'kishay medes. It's not called a doorpost unless it's standing upright, not if it's lying flat. Sifchaf aleph. Hasaycher bayis b'chutz la'aretz. One who rents a house or an apartment outside of Eretz Yisrael in the diaspora. Pater mi mezuzah shloshim yom, he is exempt from putting up a mezuzah for 30 days. Dinlay have a dios kavod, it's not considered a permanent living place. We don't consider ourselves permanently living here, and unless you're actually here for a long time, such as 30 days, you do not put up a mezuzah. However, one should consult his rabbinic authority about this halacha. There are many that hold that if you are certain you're going to be here for 30 days, either because you've made up your mind, or certainly if you've signed a lease or some kind of contract that you have to be there for 30 days, there are many that hold, as Maisha says, that one should put up a mezuzah right away as soon as you move in. Just you should not say a blessing until after 30 days. And at that time, you should remove a mezuzah and then put it back on and say a blessing. Others are of the opinion you should just put up the mezuzah right away with a blessing and don't wait at all. And therefore, if one is going to move in, one is renting a house in Chutzal Aretz, and one should consult with his Rav as far as when he should put up the mezuzah and when he should say the blessing. Sifchot Beis, Hayetzim in Habayis, if one moves out of a house, V'Yisrael Ache Yichnais Ladosham, another Jew is moving in. So you sold your house to another Jew. Lo Yitol HaRishon Es HaMezuzahs, the first person is not allowed to take the mezuzahs off the doors and bring them to his new home. Elo Yenichem, he's obligated to leave them there. V'Hasheni Yishalim Le'avurim, the second person is obligated to pay him, he doesn't have to give a present. However, one is obligated to leave the mezuzahs on the door for the second person to use it. The Gemara says scary things that happen to somebody who does not do that. And the Gemara says a story where a person moved out of the house and removed the mezuzahs and didn't leave them for the next owner, who was Jewish, and it says that a number of members of his family passed away. So one should preferably be careful about this and leave the mezuzahs for the next owner of the house, but again, that person has to pay for them. Sifchav Gimel. A person has to be very careful in fulfilling the mitzvah of mezuzah, this commandment to put a mezuzah on the house. Because it is an obligation of everybody at all times. It is it's a constant mitzvah. 24/7, there is this mezuzah which is on your door. Every time he enters or exits his house, he meets up with something which reminds him of the unity and the oneness of Hashem. Shemaisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he looks at the name which is emblazoned on the outside of the mezuzah, the Shin, Dalet, the Shin, the Dalet, and the Yud, which is the name of Hashem, which is emblazoned on the outside of the mezuzah, which is the name of the Holy One, blessed be He. And again, the mezuzah itself contains the paragraph of Shema, which it talks about the unity and the oneness of Hashem. And therefore, as you enter, as you exit, you look at the mezuzah, the Yizkor HaHavasi reminds you of His love, to love Hashem. The Yeo Mishinasi, you should awaken from your slumber, Ushki Yosef, and your mistakes, the Havli Azman, that this person tends to forget his priorities in, because he gets caught up in the vanities of the time, in the silliness of this world. The Yeda, and he'll know, Ki In Davar Ha'emin La'aylam Al-Omei Al-Lam, there is nothing which stands forever and ever. Only the knowledge of the rock of the world, meaning the knowledge of Hashem. And immediately he will come back to his mind, meaning he will reassess his priorities, or reawaken himself as to what his proper priorities are in life. And he will go in the path of the straight. And that is the intent that a person is supposed to have when he listens to his mezuzah while he enters and leaves his house. Amr Razal, our rabbis tell us, in the Talmud, Kol mi sheyesh lo tefillin b'raisho, a person has tefillin upon his head of his right and upon his arm, v'tzitzis b'bigdei, he wears tzitzis on his garment, u'mezuzah b'pischa, he has a mezuzah affixed to his door, muchzik hu shlo yechta, he's almost assured that he's not going to sin. Why not? Sha'arei yishlo mezkir, and Rabbi has many things to remind him not to sin. It only works, however, if he remembers and he pays attention to the messages being given. He has to see his tefillin and remind himself, this is telling me that I have to be subjugated to Hashem. He sees his tzitzis. This reminds me I have to fulfill all the mitzvahs. He sees the mezuzah. It's a reminder that the only really important thing in this world is listening to the commandments, fulfilling the commandments of Hashem, and learning His Torah, etc. And in this way, if he thinks about these things, when he looks at his tzitzis, his tefillin, and his mezuzah, indeed it will be much harder for him to do a sin. These are the angels referenced in the following verse that save him from a sin. Shenemar, as it says in the verse in Tehillim, Psalms, Chayne Malach Hashem suddenly Re'a Vayichalte. The angel of Hashem camps around those who fear him, and he saves them. And he's saying this is a reference to the mitzvahs that surround a person, tefillin, tzitzis, and mezuzah, and they save a person from sinning because they remind him of what's important, they remind him of Hashem. Oidom Razal, our rabbis also teach us in the Talmud, but avayin mezuzah, because of the aveira, because of the sin of not properly having a mezuzah on one's door, banav ubenaisav mesim ketanim, God forbid a person's sons and daughters can die when they are young because of the sins of the father that he did not put a mezuzah on his house properly. The kol hazoyev mezuzah, on the other hand, somebody who is careful about the mitzvah, the command of mezuzah, yarichu yamav yuhavamo, his days will be lengthened, shenemar, as it says in the verse that we say every day in Shema, m'man yirbu yimecha v'yimei v'necha, that you should affix the mezuzah to your doorposts in order that your days should be lengthened and the days of your children should be lengthened. So we see from here the great reward for one who fulfills the mitzvah properly, on the other hand, how severe it is for one who neglects to fulfill this mitzvah. Sifchav da'at, l'fisha mezuzah hi lahazdir yichud shema yisbarach, since the mezuzah is intended to remind the person of the unity of Hashem, l'chein, therefore, k'she yeitze mipesa v'esa, when he leaves the door of his house, l'chein k'she nechnas, so too when he enters, you should kiss the mezuzah, so it should be a reminder. It doesn't remind you if you don't pay attention to it. Therefore, as you enter, as you leave the door, you should kiss the mezuzah, place your hand on it, and give your hand a kiss in order to remind you of this message. Aval, however, you should not put your hand on the parchment itself. You should be careful. There should be a glass covering or a plastic covering on the name of Hashem, it is over the mezuzah. It's clear that optimally it should be see-through. You should be able to actually see the shem, the name of Hashem, the Shin, the Daud, and the Yud, which is written on the outside of the mezuzah. However, he did mention earlier that in a place that there may be something which is not honorable, something which is degrading, such as there'll be children are running around exposed, or there'll be some kind of use, and you wash there every once in a while, then one should have a cover on his mezuzah. And therefore, one has to be careful if he has little children who may be running around undressed. It's best not to have a clear plastic case on his mezuzah. He should rather have a non-see-through plastic case. But otherwise, optimally, it's clear that one should be able to see through the case to the mezuzah itself. When a person leaves his house and places his hand upon the mezuzah, Yemei should say the following verse, or the following words, Hashem Shemi, Hashem is my guardian, Hashem Sili, Ayad Yimini, Hashem is my shade, my shadow on my right hand, I mean, he is always with me. Hashem Yishmar Tseis Yubayi, you ask, you beseech Hashem, Hashem should guard my leaving and my coming, Mi'atav Alelam, from now and forever. Sivchot Hei, Mezuzah Sayachid, a mezuzah belonging to a private person, Nivdekes Shteifal Mishav Hashanim is supposed to be checked twice every 7 years. Vishal Rabim and the mezuzah belonging to a number of people. She'ein Litriach Aleim, that's not proper to cause them to exert themselves, to force them to do so much checking. Nivdekes Shteifal Biyevo is checked twice every 50 years and does not have to be checked as frequently as a private mezuzah, which must be checked twice every 7 years. For more information about topics covered in this segment, one can look at the resource page on kitzer365.org.